Good evening. This is the Prime Evening News for today, Thursday, August 31, 2017. I am Kimberly Benjamin. In the headlines, Erica Louis-Jules topped the polls with 227 votes in the Point Michel Village Council elections yesterday. Guyana hosting a high-level technology conference of internet experts on national and regional issues in October. And British Prime Minister Theresa May reiterates her intention to contest the next UK election in 2022. The news is brought to you compliments Courts Dominica Limited. The details of these and more stories coming up.
Stove broke down? At Courts, we've got one for you. Or how about a bigger TV to binge watch your favorite show? Family game night is more fun with one of the sets we've got. Or take your home fitness to the next level. And find the perfect mattress to help you rest better. At Courts, we've got it all. Courts, bringing value home.
From 12 p.m. today, a high-pressure system established itself across the region. Low-level clouds moving westward could result in occasional cloudiness and a few showers across parts of the Allen's chain during the next 12 hours. Meanwhile, a westward-moving tropical wave located just east of the Lesser Antilles is expected to approach the area by tomorrow. Tropical Storm Irma was upgraded to hurricane status at 11 a.m. today. The system is located over the eastern Atlantic, about 1,825 miles east of the Lesser Antilles and moving west-northwest near 10 miles per hour with maximum sustained winds of 100 miles per hour. The center of the system is projected to move just northeast of the area by Tuesday into Wednesday of next week. Dominicans are advised to monitor the progress of this system and to make all necessary preparations as feeder bands from Irma and rough seas could affect the island. Slight to moderate seas are expected during the next 24 to 48 hours, with waves peaking near 5 feet. Photographer Yuri Jones will launch his photography coffee table book entitled Majestic and Magical today at 7 p.m. at the UWE Open Campus. This photography book is a collection of Jones's capture of the lush terrain and natural beauty of Dominica. It includes some of his best work in landscape photography from 2013 to 2015. Jones says this book serves as an avenue to promote Dominica.
The idea for the book came about a couple of years ago when I was looking for a new way to promote my photography. I had been taking pictures for a while and posting images online, Facebook and so on, and that was more or less the end of my promotion. I started printing canvas prints, sort of like paintings, and I wanted a different way of bringing it out to the public, something that people didn't expect. And the idea of a book, of a photography book, came to me after I did some research. I also looked into whether or not we had done those here in Dominica before. And we had one or two, but they were many years ago. And so I felt that this was a niche I could capitalize on. And so I started working on the book a little over a year ago. Most of the pictures, I had already taken them, but then I would have had to edit them appropriately and then lay out and design the book and so on. So I did that over the course of about 6 months.
Jones says the response to the book has been very good so far.
What I expect from the launch, I just really want to bring out the book in an official way. So far, friends and close family, friends and so on, they've seen the book, and the response so far has been very good. Many people regard the book as a very good way to promote Dominica. And so through the launch, I'm hoping to basically branch out to the wider public, hoping that they can share the same sentiment and see the book as a good way to promote Dominica. People that I know in the hotel industry, they agree with that idea, with that concept, that it's a good way to promote. And what I'm hoping is that most people will get a copy and share with their friends, their family members, and so on. And they can get the word out eventually. It's a good way to see Dominica in print. We may see Dominica in pictures, in some magazines and so on. Like, for example, Experience Dominica, that's done by the DHTA. It's a nice magazine, beautiful pictures of Dominica. Dominica Traveler is also another nice magazine. However, the book is different in the sense that there are a lot more images, and so it's like an album, like a photo album, like you might have of your family, but this one is of Dominica, and so it's something that everybody should have.
Freelance journalist Kalau John Baptist has reported on the results of the Point Michelle Village Council elections, which was held on Wednesday. John Baptist wished all the members the best in their new duties. Erica Louis Jules topped the polls of 227 votes. John Blanchard received 197 votes. Melvina Boye with 195 votes. Hasselt Williams, 190 votes, and Sonia Felix, 182 votes. These numbers, however, are subject to change as these are the preliminary results.
The figures I have is that Erica Louis Jules topped the poll with 227 votes. Coming in second is John Blanchard with 197 votes, followed by Melvina McBurnett-Boye with 195 votes. Then you have Hasselt Williams, 190. Sonia Felix, 182. So I will give that again in the order that I have it. The top five are Erica Louis Jules, 227. John Blanchard, 197. Melvina McBurnett-Boye, 195. Hasselt Williams, 190, and Sonia Felix, 182. These are the top five persons that were elected last evening. And of course, like I said, the results are preliminary, meaning that, of course, the numbers can change slightly when they have their recount.
Meanwhile, one of the elected candidates of the Point Michelle Village Council elections, Melvina Boye, spoke to Q95 FM today. She is excited to have been elected and pledged her support to help the Village Council executive rebuild the community's infrastructure and its community spirit. The elections were held Wednesday, August 30.
I'm glad that the way that five of us came out, that we can work together. We haven't got to put nothing in between us. Work together and let us build our little Point Michelle, because Point Michelle is a nice place. And Point Michelle people used to be united and together. And we have to bring it back and try to build back our church united, school united, people come together, because it's we that have to build ourselves back. And I'm ready to work. We are ready to go out to make fundraising, because Village Council is fundraising. We are ready to build. I'm not in no party politics. I work in hand in hand to build my point, to put Point Michelle. Yes, we'll have to build Point Michelle. Whatever it comes, whatever it goes, we have to build. In disaster, we have to be there. In government, we have to shake hands and unite together. We have to have meetings, we have to be everything. Because if we have to put party politics in village, in councils, to be working together, it won't make it. And then I'm saying again, I want to congratulate all those who in order that come together, make the Village Council what it is, because I have never seen people come out to vote like that in the Village Council.
Opposition leader Lennox Linton has been given 7 days to pay a default of judgment debt of £25,000. Chartered accountant Kiran Pinat Byrne says a bankruptcy notice was served on Mr. Linton on Wednesday. The latest development stems from a defamation matter which Mr. Linton lost at the London-based Privy Council. Mr. Byrne filed this statement.
After 14 years of character assassination by defamation, Mr. Linton stands in default of court-ordered legal costs. He has not to date sought the protection of the courts from his creditors by a declaration of bankruptcy. His standing is therefore untenable and a disgrace to Dominica's rule of law and the media profession's ethical standards. It is an affront to any victim of character assassination in Dominica. I reiterate, in accordance with my professional ethical standards, I sued Mr. Linton in 2003 in the public interest. It now follows as night follows day, given Mr. Linton's default modus operandi over the past 15 years, that he be brought to account under the Bankruptcy Act of Dominica. Accordingly, I instructed my legal counsel to have served the prescribed bankruptcy notice upon Mr. Linton, and that was done. In my 40 years as an Irish Dominican, I have never witnessed Mr. Linton's observance of the Golden Rule. For Dominica's reputational sake, it may be hoped that Mr. Linton may have learned something of the honorable ancient Chinese art of saving face during his recent educational visit to China, and belatedly takes the honorable course in his life, in part as counseled by Confucius. What you do not want done to yourself, do not do to others. To know what is right and not do it is the worst cowardice.
The union representing employees at the Dominica Coconut Products says, while it welcomes a decision by governments to resume operations at the factory, it is hoping that the previous workers will be given priority for re-employment. Operations at DCP came to a stop after the passage of Tropical Storm Erica in 2015. Secretary Treasurer of the Waterfront and Allied Workers Union WAWU, Curtis Augustus, says the resumption of works at DCP is a move in the right direction.
It was very interesting for us to have heard the pronouncements of the Prime Minister in relation to the possible resumption of employment at Coconut Products. We are aware that some work is being done at the moment and that people are engaged in terms of the maintenance department or the maintenance section to restore the machines to operating features. We are monitoring from the standpoint that, of course, employment becomes critical to us and for the country, because that would help to reduce the incidence of unemployment that presently exists. And this is being done now, and hopefully we will see some results in relation to the actual start of operations. And once that is done, then people would be given the priority of being engaged, since they were in fact working there already and have had experience in the operation of the machineries at the DCP. So we are in fact following that with keen interest, and hopefully we will see some results soon.
Augustus is expressing optimism that actual production can resume at DCP before the end of the year.
We knew from the beginning that the Prime Minister had indicated that somewhere around December that there would be the possibility of the operations of DCP. We would like to see that, however, from our own research and investigation, we have been told that much work is being done in the maintenance department to bring it up to par, and that there is where the employment levels are in fact being concentrated. We heard that there have been some setbacks, but still there is the positive feature that such machines, since they were not operational, became corroded or what have you, and those had got to be serviced. So we are in fact monitoring with interest those developments down there, and hope that with some speed that we'll be able to see, like the Prime Minister anticipated, that there would be some resumption of work around the last quarter of December of this year. So this is what we are monitoring at this time.
In more news, internet experts from around the world will be in Georgetown in October for Internet Week Guyana, a high-level technology conference focused on national and regional development issues. Hosted by the Guyana Ministry of Public Telecommunications, the meeting is jointly organized by the Latin America and Caribbean Internet Addresses Registry, the Caribbean Network Operators Group, the Internet Society, the Internet Corporation for Assigned Names and Numbers, and the Caribbean Telecommunications Union. Internet Week Guyana will draw on the expertise of global internet organizations to address local and regional internet development issues, said Kevon Swift, head of strategic relations and integration at LACNIC, an organization that distributes and manages internet number resources in the Caribbean and Latin America. And British Prime Minister Theresa May has reiterated her intention to contest the next election in 2022, brushing off stern warnings by her fellow members of parliament that her leadership is in doubt. Conservative Party MPs publicly voiced their discontent with May on Thursday morning after the Prime Minister overnight dismissed a report saying she would step down in 2019 after Brexit. She also confirms the 2022 election was in her sights. May doubled down on her stance Thursday when asked by a reporter to respond to the MP's comments. "I said I wasn't a quitter and there's a long-term job to do. There's an important job to be done in the United Kingdom. We stand at a really critical time in the UK," she said. And that's the Prime Evening News, but first a recap of our headlines. Erica Louis-Jules topped the polls of 227 votes in the Point Michel Village Council elections yesterday. Guyana hosting a high-level technology conference of internet experts on national and regional issues in October. And British Prime Minister Theresa May reiterates her intention to contest the next UK election in 2022. The news is brought to you through the very kind compliments of Courts Dominica Limited. I have been your presenter, Kimberly Benjamin.